Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
That's why when you do people wrong, you ought to run to them and say, I'm sorry! I'm not scared of you, but I'm scared of God. I'm sorry! A wise man will apologize. A wise man will say, I was wrong. I was foolish. I was silly. I was drunk. I was beside myself. I was childish. I'm sorry! I don't want to spend the rest of my life with a curse! Destroyed his bones. They got rid of his flesh, his young, tender flesh, his skin. Nothing was ever found of him. The ground opened up his mouth and received his blood. They killed him and God didn't stop it. They hid his body and God didn't stop it. The ground opened up his mouth to receive the blood of the person who had God's favor and God didn't stop it. And when God came down there, he said, he asked Cain a question. Be careful when God asks you a question. Don't be too quick to put your hands on your hips, let your backbone slip, and tell God what's going on. Because God already knows what's going on. He is omnipotent, he is omnipresent, and he is omniscient. He is all-knowing. He knows the end from the beginning. So when God walks up on you and says, what's up, start praying. Where is your brother? Where is your brother? Is companion to what he asked his father. Where art thou? And the curse continues. And the questions are almost the same. Where is thy brother? I plead the fifth. I will not answer up under the grounds that it may incriminate me. Let me see if that works. And then God says, listen. Now listening, can I take my time? Give me just a minute. Listening is about frequency. There are sounds in this room right now that you cannot hear, but they exist. The reason you can't hear them is that your ear canal, your eardrum, doesn't operate on a frequency that lends itself to audibility on that level. I could blow a dog whistle in this room and you would never hear the sound, but every dog would start barking because I am blowing on a frequency that you cannot hear doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. To all of my atheist friends, the fact that you cannot hear the gospel does not make the gospel illegitimate. It just means you lack the frequency. Somebody shout, listen. God says to Cain, listen, Dosha, listen, listen, don't you hear that? I hear the sound of thy brother's blood crying up to me out of the ground. Even the ground can't stop me from hearing it. I hear the sound of thy brother's blood. I hear the sound of injustice. It is nice to know that God hears the sound of injustice, because sometimes our courtrooms do not hear the sound of injustice. But God said, I've got an ear that can hear the sound of injustice. Plead the fifth all you want. I hear.
Thank you, Jesus.
The sound of injustice. Whether it's on a sidewalk or whether it's crying up out of the ground, God says, I hear the sound of injustice. I hear the sound of thy brother's blood crying up out of the ground. Somebody must be praying for me, because the more I preach, the more strength I feel. I hear something. I hear something. I hear something. And I'm not going to stop till I fix it. I hear something. Nothing that's done in darkness will I not bring it to light. I hear the sound of injustice. I hear the sound of thy brother's blood. I hear the crying of weeping mothers in the street. I hear the sound of drive-by killings. I hear the sound of police brutality. I hear the sound of backroom deals in courtrooms. I hear the sound of betrayal. I hear the sound of thy brother's blood. Touch three people and say, God can hear it. God can hear it. It won't get away clean. God can hear it. It won't get away clean. God can hear it. You can cover it up, but God can hear it. You can lie about it, but God can hear it. You can hire a fancy attorney, but God can hear it. God says, I hear the sound. I hear the sound of Trayvon Martin's blood crying up on the ground. I hear the sound of it. I hear the sound of injustice. I hear it. Because thou hast done this thing, thou art cursed with a curse. Yes. Abel is dead, and you are cursed. You succeeded, but you lost. You won, but you're going to pay for it. To every person who's ever been victimized in any kind of way, do not ever think that the perpetrator will get away clean. Because God says, the rapist may have got away with the rape, but God said, I hear. The abuser may have gotten away with the abuse, but God said, I hear it. They'll never get away clean. They took you in the back room of the office and molested you, but God said, I hear the sound of injustice. You lost your job because you wouldn't play with the boss. God said, I hear the sound. Where are my sisters at? Make some noise. God said, I hear it. I can hear. They'll never get away clean. They are cursed with a curse. They'll never be totally free. They are cursed with a curse. There's no need in you being bitter and angry and upset and trying to get even on your own. God said, no, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. I'll fix it for you. I hear the sound of injustice. That's why when you do people wrong, you ought to run to them and say, I'm sorry. I'm not scared of you, but I'm scared of God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because the Bible said if you judge yourself, you have no need to be judged. All you stubborn people that will never apologize, you're a fool. A wise man will apologize. A wise man will say, I was wrong, I was foolish, I was silly, I was drunk, I was beside myself, I was childish. I'm sorry! I don't want to spend the rest of my life with a curse. So what I'm doing is I'm giving you a three-dimensional look at this text, because I am showing you the text from Abel's perspective and from Cain's perspective and from Eve's perspective. Oh my God. From Eve's perspective. Eve has lost her son. He has killed her son. He has killed her hope of resolving herself from guilt. Because not only did he kill her son, he killed what she thought might have been her savior. Can you imagine how Eve felt when they came and told her that Abel was dead? It's not just that she lost her son. She lost her redemption. She was trying to fix it. And her son was dead. And the other one might as well be dead because he's cursed. She didn't just lose one, she lost two. And worst of all, he killed what she had in mind. Have you ever had something killed that you had in mind? That might be the most painful death of all.
Thank you so much, Bishop, for just nurturing us and being the man of God that we need in today's society.
I follow him on YouTube, on Twitter, everywhere. I'm always listening to his tapes, and it really is a privilege.
You just have to continue, because we need some more TD Jakes.
If you are not in the room where changes are occurring, you are stuck in the yard where consequences are received. In this room who has not been to the cemetery with an idea, who hasn't stood over the graveyard of what you hope for, who hasn't committed to the ground what you imagined would have happened in your life, and to kill what I had in mind, to kill it. How do you fix killing what I had in mind? Kill my dream, kill my plan. Kill my hope, kill my strategy. Mercy. It's bad enough to lose a child, to lose one to death and another one to might as well be jail. That's bad enough. But to kill what I had in mind, I needed them to live, to fix me. It would have fixed me if it would have turned out the way I thought it would have fixed me. It is only when we get over in the book of Hebrews that we learn that Satan has not triumphed in this story. It is when we get to the book of Hebrews that we begin to realize that Abel had to die. That Abel had to die because he is a type of Christ. That Abel's death catapults us from the shadow into the reality. It starts with Abel offering up lambs, and it ends with Abel being offered up himself. And that, my sister, is the gospel. In one short paragraph, God reveals to us everything that would happen over the next several thousand years. That the lamb, that the blood of bullocks and goats would only be a shadow of what God was going to do with the man. That the blood that was painted on the doorpost of the believer was a shadow of the redemptive power of the blood of Jesus. It is here that God reveals that the lamb is only a substitute for the man. It is here that God reveals that the lamb is just standing in the stead of a man, that the lamb is a man. And that the man is a lamb. I'm going to say that again because I don't think they heard it. That the lamb is a man, and that the man is a lamb. It started in the book of Genesis. This isn't an accident. This isn't a mistake. The lamb is a man, and the man is a lamb. Oh, if I could sing, I would sing, "Worthy is the Lamb." Or, "Now behold the Lamb, the precious Lamb of God. Now behold it, now behold it, now behold." Listen, listen, listen. The death of what you had in mind is not the death of your destiny. It is the death of your strategy, but it is not the death of your destiny. Your strategy is not God's strategy. God never lost control of this situation. He knew what he was doing before the foundation of the world. He said the seed of the woman. He didn't say the seed of Eve. Eve was never meant to be the woman. She's a shadow of the woman. Oh, but later in the word of God, God found a virgin and said, "Hail Mary, you're the woman. You shall bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins." How many people I got in this room that got faith? Yeah. Tell somebody and tell them it happened the way it was supposed to happen. I lost whatever I was supposed to lose. I lost whatever I was supposed to lose. I gave up whatever I was supposed to give up. It happened the way it was supposed to happen. It happened the way it was supposed to happen. I will not stand around and cry over what I had in mind. Because I'll never be saved by what I had in mind. I'll only be saved by what God had in mind for my life. people and say, listen, listen, listen. Listen, you're right on track. Listen, you're right on course. Listen, 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 listen. God is still God. Listen, God is still in charge. Listen, God's got your back. Listen, your life is not out of control. Listen, all hope is not lost. Listen, the devil has not won this fight. Listen, it shall still come to pass. Listen, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Listen, God's going to get the victory. Listen, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Listen, 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 listen. I need 100 radical people who don't care what nobody thinks, who had God break a yoke in your life, to jump out in this aisle and praise God like you lost your mind. Where are you? Like you lost your mind. Like you lost your mind.
Do you need a miracle in your life? Have you been waiting for a miracle to take place? Do you wonder if a miracle is possible? Yes, miracles still happen.
Everything that's been on you, everything that's been holding you back, everything that had you up under attack, it's gonna get off of you today.
For your gift of any amount, you will receive Bishop Jake's transformative message, Hearing When You're Hurting, on CD, or if in Canada, on MP3, and this personal 25-day Advent booklet. And when your gift is $70 or more, we will add this Follow the Star book. When your gift is $150 or more, we will also add Miracles Still Happen, Bishop Jake's two-message series on DVD, or if in Canada, on MP4, as well as this beautiful tea towel set. The same God that performed miracles in the Bible is here for you. Don't wait, call or go online now.
There's a miracle waiting on you. I didn't get to finish everything. And sometimes when you write a letter and you sign it and you realize you didn't say everything that needed to say, you do a postscript. P.S. When God told the woman, with much sorrow and travail shall you bring forth children. In other words, it's going to hurt, it's going to be painful. The next thing he says, but your desire shall be to your husband. It means it's going to hurt so bad that you're going to never want to do it again. So I gave you your passion, which will drive you past your pain. So the PS on the text is, Adam knew his wife again. Which means God's gonna do it again. And Michael, it says she bare another son whose name was called Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of the one who Cain killed. God says, I'm going to give you back everything you lost, everything the enemy stole, everything the devil took away, God said, I'm going to give it back to you. Oh. And Pastor Faison, this is where it really gets good. It says, and Seth begot Enos. And then men began to call on the name of the Lord. So Jesus comes down through the lineage of what happened with not the first son, not the second one, but Seth started a priestly order in the Old Testament. So the deliverer she was trying to deliver, she finally delivered. It just wasn't the one she thought it was going to be. And I came to tell you, just because it wasn't the one you thought it was going to be, doesn't mean that God's not going to do it in your behalf. Touch your neighbor and say, you got something else in you.
Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Touch.